Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
It's good to be here in your midst.
能够在我们当中非常的好。
Before I share, I'd like to us to read a couple of verses first. First in Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我们开始之前先读两处的圣经，第一处是在申命记第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
申命记第五章第九还有第十节。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, and on the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
申命记第五章第九还有第十节。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，至父及子，直到三四代；爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
We'll read verse 10 again, but showing loving kindness to thousands of generations, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
再读一下第十节：爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
然后提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Maybe we can commit this time once again to the Lord.
我们再把这段时间交托在主的手里边。
Lord, we are so grateful because you have gathered us in such a way.
主，我们再次要感谢你，因为你如此这样把我们聚集在一起。
Lord, we thank you. At the end of the year, we can once again review your faithfulness.
主啊，在一年的末了的时候，我们再一次来温习你自己的慈爱。
And Lord, this is our testimony.
主啊，这是我们的见证。
That God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And you have been faithful throughout the generations.
历世历代以来，你对我们都是这样的信实。
And we thank you. We are the beneficiaries of those who have gone before us.
我们感谢你是那些历史历代里所留积攒，我们是所积留下来的，我们是享受这些的。
So Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
我们要把这样的时间交托在你的手中。
Lord, we desire to see no one but Jesus.
我们不想见到其他任何一人，我们只想见到我们的主耶稣。
Lord, may you truly be exalted in our midst.
愿你在我们当中真是被高举。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Hi, my name is Daniel Chen.
我名字是 Daniel Chen.
I'm married to my wife Angel for about 22 years.
我和我的妻子 Angel 结婚结了二十二年。
We have three children: Bethany, who's 17; Elijah, who's 14; and Christiana, who's 7.
二十二年，我的大女儿是 Christina, 18岁。
Bethany is 17.
Bethany is 7 岁。
Elijah 14.
Elijah 14岁。
And Christiana is 7.
Christiana 7岁。
And we are from Montville in the northern part of New Jersey.
我们是从新泽西州北部来的。
It's near New York City.
靠近纽约很近。
And we meet with a group of saints of about 45 people there.
我们大概是和那边45个圣徒一起来聚集。
And we met many years in Flushing, Queens, as some of you are aware.
我们过去很多年是在 Flushing 那边一起来聚会的。
But about 4 years ago, our dear brother Kong encouraged some of us in New Jersey to pray whether the Lord wanted us to gather together in North Jersey.
那然后 Dana 弟兄四年以前就问我们要不要在
江弟兄
要不要在新泽西北部一边我们自己有自己的聚集。
So after about 2 years of prayer, the Lord brought us together.
所以我们祷告两年，然后神就把我们放在一起。
So today I'd like to share a little bit about my testimony.
所以今天下午我想来分享一下我的见证。
But I want to say that my testimony is really the testimony of the Lord's faithfulness.
但是我想说这个见证是要见证我们的主对我的怜悯。
And it's also a testimony of the many lives that were laid down before.
也是见证过去很多人为了主来放下他们自己生命的见证。
And because of their lives laid down,
因为他们放下了他们的生命。
We are what we are.
所以我们现在才是我们现在的
样子。So I hope you will see this today.
所以我们希望今天可以看到这一点。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我是长在一个基督徒家庭的。
Many would say, especially young people might say, well, growing up in a Christian family is kind of boring.
很多年轻人可能觉得在基督徒家庭长大很无聊。
There isn't the excitement of coming to know the Lord from a pagan background.
好像那些不是从一个不信神的背景里面来信主好像更有意思一点。
But I will say this.
但是我要这么说。
For me, I feel so blessed.
对我来说我觉得我是很蒙恩的。
It's been the greatest blessing of my life.
对我来说是我一生里边最大的一个祝福。
And there were many that have gone before us, before me, and I am what I am today because of them.
然后我今天能是我现在这个样子也是很多人在我前面过来的人。
Now I have to take a little bit of a step back.
那我要往拉回来讲来讲。
Give you a little bit of a background of what went before.
我要讲一下过去所发生的事情。
As I said, I'm very fortunate.
我像我刚才说的，我的婚姻是非常的美好的。
My great grandfather on my father's side came to know the Lord when some Christian missionaries preached the gospel to him.
我祖父那一代就是从他们那一代就是
曾祖父，
曾祖父那一代就是有很多这些信主的。
And he was from Fuzhou.
他是从福州那边来的。
And he brought his family to the Lord as well.
他把他们全家都带到主的面前。
Now on my mother's side,
在我妈妈那一边
，my grandfather's great grandfather,
我祖父的曾祖父
，he was actually a Christian in the late 1800s.
他是在十九世纪末那个时候他就是信主的了。
And they actually were from Shandong.
他们是从山东来的。
And you know that in 1899, there was something called the Boxer Rebellion.
1899年我们知道的是那个义和团。
And my great-grandfather and great-grandmother were both captured.
我那个曾祖父还有曾祖母他们都被抓住了。
Now you know the Boxer Rebellion resulted as a anti-foreigner, anti-Christian, anti-missionary,movement in China.
我们知道这个义和团它是反外反洋人反这个基督教反传教反对宣教士这么一个活动。
Because there were many things that foreigners did to the Chinese, and there was this growing unhappiness.
因为这个外国人在中国当时做了一些事情，所以当地人就是有很多的不满。
And they rose up and took it on the missionaries and the foreigners and Christians.
他们就起来针对这些的外国人，尤其是针对基督徒、针对宣教士。
So my grandfather's great grandfather and great grandmother were believers, and they were captured at that time.
我曾祖父母他们当时都是信主的，那个时候他们就被抓住了。
But there was a story of when my grandfather's great grandmother was captured. She told her captors, "I am not afraid to die because I have Jesus."
但是我曾祖母就是我听说是曾祖母他被抓住以后他就对他们讲说我是一个信主的我不怕你们来杀死我。
So you see, as I mentioned, the blessing of those that have gone before me.
像我说的我现在得到的祝福也是因为在我前面走过的这些人。
My grandfather, his father was a missionary. Was a pastor.
我的祖父的父亲是一个牧师。
But my grandpa, he was a very, but his father died when he was very young.
但是他很年轻的时候就被主接去了。
My grandpa was a very headstrong and a very smart young man.
我的祖父是非常很固执但是很聪明的一个人。
So he did not believe himself.
但是他就是很相信他自己。
But one day, Our brother, dear brother Watchman Nee came to Yantai.
亲爱的尼和征弟兄他去了烟台。
He came to preach the gospel.
他在那边来传福音。
My grandfather heard him speak, but still did not believe.
我的祖父听了他传福音，但是没有信。
Because he said he could not see God.
因为他自己说我看不到神。
But then he heard Brother Nee say,
但是他听到这个尼弟兄这么说。
Do you believe that you are breathing air?
你信不信你现在正在呼吸空气呢
？He says yes.
他说我信。
Can you see the air that you breathe?
你能不能看到你呼吸的空气呢
？He said no.
他说我看不到。
He said so. Brother Nee said it doesn't mean that if you cannot see, it's not there.
他当时说这并不是说你看不见就代表它不存在。
So my grandfather who loved to hike.
我的。祖父他喜欢去远足。
The next day he went hiked up the mountains.
所以第二天他就到山上去远足。
And of course it was of the Lord.
但是是因为主的工作。
When he saw the beautiful scenery.
当他看到美妙的景色的时候。
There was a thought that came to him. How can there be no God at such a beautiful sight?
当他看到这样的景色他就突然有一个想法说如果没有神，怎么会有这样美好的事物呢
？And he came to know the Lord.
他就这样来认识了神。
As some of you may know,
你们可能有人知道。
My grandpa became a servant of the Lord.
我的祖父做成了一个神的仆人。
And he later became a close associate and a right-hand person of Witness Lee.
他后来就成了一个李长寿他的一个很得力的助手。
So.Both my parents grew up in Christian homes.
那些生长在一个基督徒家庭的人。
Both of them were born in China, but they grew up in Taiwan.
他们都是生在中国大陆，但是长在台湾。
And they were, of course, greatly helped by the teachings of our brother, dear Watchman Nee.
那他们是被尼多生教训，他们很得到尼多生弟兄的帮助。
And my father came to the U.S. As an exchange student to get his master's at Case Western University.
我的父亲当年是作为一个国际交换学生来到美国。
Eventually, he got his doctorates in nuclear physics in New York.
他最后是在这个分子
纽约大学 ，Yeah，
纽约大学里面拿到分子
核子物理核子物理
核子领域拿到一个博士学位。
And that's important because.In New York is where my dad met Brother Stephen Kong.
因为很重要，是因为他在那边，我的父亲见到了江守道弟兄。
And there, my father was trained by our dear brother, along with seven other brothers, to minister the word.
所以当时我的父亲还有另外七个弟兄，就是被江弟兄来培训来训练。
And Eventually, my dad would get a job in Brazil teaching there, and that's where I was born.
所以后来我的父亲在巴西那边找到一份教书的工作，我自己也在那边出生的。
As many of you know, my father was a servant of the Lord.
我们很多人都知道我的父亲是一个服侍主的人。
Growing up, there will always be thousands of books at our home.
我成长的时候，家里总是有成几千本书。
Every room would have a bookcase with books.
每一个房间里边都是有一个书架，而且装满了书。
Many of them were physics books.
很多都是物理学的东西。
But there were many, many more spiritual books.
但是更多的是属灵的书。
And when there weren't physical books that my dad found, he would go to the library and find rare books and photocopy them.
如果他自己里边没有那些物理，他需要物理学的书的话，他去图书馆，他去把它复印出来。
So even today, if you visit my mom's home, you will see stacks of photocopied books.
所以今天如果你还去我母亲家里边，你还会找到这样被复印出来的那些的书。
More recently, I try to bring my dad's books to my house.
最近呢，我是想把我再把我父亲的书带到我家里边。
And I got.Eight large bookcases.
我有八个很大的书架。
They were probably 8 feet tall.
大概有八英尺那么高。
And I've only been able to bring half of his books.
那么多，我只能装满他一半他的书。
But you see, of course, this was an impression left upon me.
当然这是对给他给我留下了留下一个很深的印象。
Of course of what my father felt was important.
但是我的父亲所感受的非常也是非常的重要的。
So, I knew since young that my father loved to read the Bible and study,and read spiritual books.
从小我就知道我父亲喜爱读圣经也爱读那些属灵的书。
And once he told us a story that the busiest he's ever been in his life was his time in New York.
他跟我讲说他最忙的一生里面最忙的时间他是在欧洲的在纽约的时候。
Was that time that he was serving with Brother Kong.
他是在和江弟兄一起服侍的时候。
And he was trying to get his doctorates.
他在那个时候他在拿他的博士学位。
But he was also babysitting my sister, who was a toddler at the time.
那个时候他在看，也在同时也在看我的妹妹。那个时候他刚出生。
Because he was a poor student.
因为他是个学习不好。
My mom had to work the evening shift at a toy company, to support the family.
那个时候我母亲要在一个玩具公司晚上来做工 来扶持我们。
So he had to babysit my sister.
所以他我父亲要来看着我的妹妹。
He was also responsible.
姐姐。
He was also responsible brother in the meeting.
然后他也负责晚上的聚会。
And then he would always, need to be ready to minister the word on the Lord's Day.
而且他一直要准备来主日来分享神的话语。
Because Brother Kong employed the same tactic Brother Nee employed on him.Which was, you never knew when you were going to speak.
因为他用同样尼托生对着江弟兄的方法同样也用到我父亲的方法就是他不知道什么时候你要去讲。
He would say, I go?
就说你那个时候他可能会说我来讲。
Or you go.
或者他可能说你去讲。
And this was the busiest time of his life.
那个时候他是他一生里面最忙的时候。
Yet he said that was the time he read the Bible the most.
但是他说那个时候他是读圣经最多的时候。
And he said the secret was,
他说那个秘诀就是
in putting the Lord first,
当你把主放在首位的时候
the Lord was able to shrink time.
神能够把时间帮你来压缩。
As a research scientist, sometimes you can bang your head for 6 months and not find anything.
因为你做一个研究的人来说你六个月你研究可能没有任何成果。
But, the Lord could give you an answer in one evening what would normally take 6 months.
但是神就可以给一个晚上给你那个答案你平时六个月你都弄不出来的。
So these things stuck with me.
所以这些东西我都记住了。
How, when we seek the Lord first, He will bless us 100-fold.
当我们把主放在首位的时候他就会百倍的来祝福我们。
So when we were in Brazil,
所以我们那时候去在巴西
I had a, my memory was we used to go to a large meeting.
我记着当时我们去一个很大的聚会。
But then all of a sudden we started to meet at home.
但是突然我们就开始在家里面聚会了。
Years later, I started to understand.
很多年以后我开始明白。
That my father was actually stopped from meeting because of two things.
因为是有两个原因。
One, he couldn't follow,some of the teachings at the time.
因为那个时候他不能完全跟随或者同意当时他们一些的教训。
And the other thing was, he was publishing a magazine, called Unto Maturity that had excerpts of Brother Nee's writings, Brother Austin Sparks' writings, and Brother Kong, etc.
但另外一个原因是他当时在发表一份的在出版一个刊物里边有尼托生弟兄的施百克弟兄的江弟兄的。
And of course, later on, I come to find out.It was a very tough time for him in his life.
后来我才知道那段时间对他来说是非常艰难的。
Because it was a time he was rejected by his own, brothers and sisters.
因为那个时候他是被他自己的弟兄姐妹们所离弃。
But he remained faithful.
但是他一直忠心。
And the Lord, you know, what is real goes through the fire. What is real goes through the fire.
真实的东西当它经过火炼的时候
And will be able to go through the fire
它可以经过这个火
And what is left is gold
剩下的就是金子
So, while we were in Brazil, my father was a poor professor
我父亲当时在巴 巴西非常是一个贫穷的教授。
Because Brazil was supposed to be this next frontier.
因为那个时候当时巴西应该是当时所谓的一个所谓的前沿呢。
Because it had a lot of natural resources.
当时那边有很多的天然的资源。
But the government was very corrupt.
但是政府非常的腐败。
So inflation was always like 100% or 1000%.
那个时候经济膨胀一般都是100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 月初赚到的钱到月底就不值钱了。
But my father felt it important to send the three of us kids to a Christian school, an American Christian school.
但是我父亲就觉得很重要，要把我们这兄妹三个人要送到在美国送到一个基督徒学校里面。
Actually, he spent half of his monthly salary to send us to that school.
他每个月一半的工资都让我们去上这个私立学校。
Because he felt that it would be important to establish a strong foundation for us.
因为他觉得对我们来说有一个很强的一个根基是很重要的。
And that turned out to be a blessing for the rest of our lives.
这个是成为我们一生的一个祝福。
Because a lot of what we learned, biblical truth, biblical knowledge, came from that time.
因为我们现在所有的圣经的真理和知识都是从那个时候积攒起来的。
So when I was 11, my dad was invited to go teach in Taiwan.
我11岁的时候，我父亲被邀请到台湾去教书。
That's when we met with some saints in Mantingfang.
然后那个时候在台北，我们就和当时满庭坊的一些圣徒们见面的。
That's where I met our brother Raymond Chang.
那个时候就是见到郑汉辉弟兄。
I met our sister Irene Wong.
然后王广道姊妹。
We were all very young at that time.
那个时候我们都很年轻。
But there were a group of saints that loved the Lord.
那时候真是那帮很爱主的弟兄姐妹。
And as a matter of fact, these are also a group of saints that.Somehow, paid a cost to follow the Lord.
而且这一批弟兄姐妹，他们是花上了代价来跟随主的。
In some ways or another, also outcasts of certain groups.
因为他们都是一些其他可能是主流什么聚会被赶
被遗弃抛弃。But the Lord blessed their heart.
但是神祝福他们的心思。
And the Lord started a work of.Recovery and revival in Taiwan.
台湾当时神就开始了一个复兴的工作。
Now, of course, I always look back to that time.
当然，我是每次往回看到那段时间的时候。
Because for me, I was spiritually asleep at that time.
那个时候我属灵里边像在睡觉一样。
Now, I accepted the Lord when I was 5.
我接受主信主是5岁。
Because I was told from very young that if you don't accept Jesus into your heart, you're going to go to hell.
因为从你很小，他们跟我讲说，你如果不把耶稣接到你心里边，你就会去地狱的。
So I was very afraid to go to hell.
我很怕去地狱。
So I said, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart because I don't want to go to hell.
就是主耶稣，请来到我心里边，我不想去地狱。
So that was the extent of my salvation.
所以这个就是我当时救恩的情况。
So when I was 11, meetings did not interest me.
所以那个时候我没有什么兴趣。
So every time the meeting would start,
每次聚会开始的时候
，I would slip away into the bathroom.
我就会偷偷跑到厕所里面去。
And the way I'm not going to go into details, but the way the stalls were set up, it was perfect place to sleep.
因为我不讲细节，但是里边那马桶那边非常容易睡觉的。
And our brother Raymond still remembers that he would always see me slip away.
郑汉辉弟兄他还记着我老是当时就偷偷的跑
出去。I had no interest in spiritual things.
我对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
But then when I was 13,
当我13岁的时候
，and this was in 1987,
1987年
，there was a conference on service in Taipei.
在台北有一个服事的聚会。
That was a turning point in my life.
那个点是我一生转折点。
Now I know Brother Kong was a speaker, Brother Lance Lambert was a speaker.
江弟兄兰培德弟兄都是讲员。
I have no idea what they shared on.
我们不知道他们在讲什么。
But what really touched me was a group of saints that came from Richmond, Virginia.
但是那时候有从 Richmond, Virginia 那边有批的弟兄姐妹们。
I never saw a group of people with such a genuine love and joy.
我们从来没有看到这么一批真实的有爱有喜乐的信徒。
And because I spoke English, I was assigned to help them.
因为我讲英文，所以被安排我去帮助他们。
I joined them in the tour of Taipei after the conference.
特会结束，我被安排来带他们去逛台北。
And I realized there was something different about this group of saints.
但是我就那个时候明白，在这批圣徒里面有些地方不一样。
So that really touched me.
那真是摸到了我。
And I would say this is the first time I experienced real fellowship.
第一次我经历到了真正的交通。
So after the conference, I decided I want to get baptized.
所以特会之后，我想我要受浸。
You can say I met the Lord for the first time.
你可以说我第一次见到了主。
In a real way.
真实的见到了主。
So Brother Raymond and I got baptized on the same day.
所以郑弟兄和我同一天受的浸。
But soon I drifted again.
但是很快我就慢慢的飘离开了。
I didn't care much about anything else except playing basketball and badminton and a crush I had on a girl.
那个时候我想的只是打篮球、打羽毛球和追一个女孩子。
I was 15 at the time.
那时候我15岁。
And I remember it was the beginning of summer.
那个时候夏初。
And I decided that I was going to spend my whole summer playing basketball.
我决定我一个夏天我都要去打篮球。
Now we lived in 新竹。
我们住在新竹。
And there were two universities within biking distance of our house.
在我们从我家骑车就可以到两个大学。
So I could play basketball all day long.
我整天都可以打篮球。
That was my plan.
那是我的计划。
But the first time I went out,
第一次我出去
I...twisted my ankle.
我的这脚踝子就被扭到了。
I not only twisted my ankle, I fractured a bone in my foot.
我的脚的一块骨头就被弄裂了。
And I thought, wow, this is the end of my summer.
我想着我这个夏天就没了。
And I could do nothing but just sit around.
我什么也做不了，就是坐在那里。
But this is when the Lord sent a few angels.To Taiwan.
就是那个时候神就差派了一些的天使去了台湾。
Actually, there were three students that were in college, including my own sister.
然后那个时候三个人在大学，包括我的姐姐。
These three sisters came to visit Taiwan for the summer.
然后这三个姊妹去台湾去访问台湾。
And here I thought, great, I'm just going to be hanging out with these older girls.
我说哎呀太好了可以和这三个比我年纪大的这个姊妹们在一起。
But what really impressed me was,
what 真正给我有印象的。
They kept on talking about their wonderful time with brothers and sisters in the U.S.
他们一直在讲他们在美国和弟兄姐妹美好的时间的交通。
And how what they talked about were all things surrounding the Lord.
他们都是讲关乎主的事情。
And somehow in my heart, I said, I want that as well.
就不知道为什么我心里说我也想要这个东西。
Now, at that time, the Lord brought the story to my life.
那个时候主就把一个故事给我。
That shepherds, when they have very naughty sheep or disobedient sheep,
当一个牧人的人有一个羊非常的不听话的时候
Now the sheep don't know better, but they could run away and get eaten by wolves or lions, etc.
这羊不知道他们自己乱跑可能就被野狼或者狮子给吃掉了。
But then what the shepherd would do would purposely break the leg of the sheep.
但是这个他不知道这个牧羊的人就会诚心就是把他的腿打断。
Because this way the shepherd would be able to hold the sheep.In the bosom of the shepherd.
那这样的这牧羊的人就可以把这只羊抱在他的怀里边。
And this way, the sheep will learn to hear the heartbeat of the shepherd.
然后这时候那只羊它就会学着听这个牧羊人心跳动的声音。
And to appreciate the nearness of the shepherd.
能够感觉到与牧人那个亲近的感觉。
So it was that summer where I felt like that sheep.
所以那个夏天我就觉得我就像那只羊一样。
And for the first time, I was able to be quiet before the Lord.
第一次我可以在神面前来安静下来。
And so that was a great turning point in my life.
所以那个时候就是我一生的一个转折点。
And then the year after,
下一年。
Now at this point, my brother Ezra was studying in Pennsylvania, and my sister joined him in the U.S.
那个时候我的哥哥 Ezra 在宾州那边上大学，然后我姐姐也加入了他。
Now I was with my parents in Taiwan.
当时我自己和父母在台湾。
I was 16.
我16岁。
And at that time, my parents decided it would be good for me to be sent to the U.S. to stay with Ezra and Esther.
所以那个时候我父母决定把我也送到美国和我哥哥姐姐在一起。
Now outwardly speaking, this could be really bad.
从外面来看呢，可能不好。
Because you hear all about these immigrant kids that come to the U.S. and they learn a lot of bad things.
因为你听到很多这样的故事，这些的移民的年轻人到美国学到很多不好的东西。
But the Lord's ways are always higher than our ways.
但是神的道路永远高过我们的道路。
Now, clearly the Lord's work through my father in Taiwan, his ministry was not over in Taiwan.
因为很明显，我父亲在台湾的侍奉没有结束。
But the Lord had prepared many shepherds already in the United States.
但是神那个时候在美国已经准备了很多的牧人。
So, when I came to the U.S., I met in South Jersey Christian Fellowship.
所以那个时候我来美国，在南新泽西那边有一个聚会的。
That's where Brother Jose and Sister Ellen met.
那个是在吴和西弟兄那边聚会的。
And, there was a group of young brothers and sisters that loved the Lord.
那里边有一批年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们爱主。
And that became a great influence on my life.
这成了对我一个很大的影响。
And because I was in the East Coast, I was able to participate in the various conferences.
因为我在那是在东岸，我就可以参加各种各样的特会。
Christian Family Conference in Virginia.
在维吉尼亚那边美国基督徒家庭聚会。
The Northeast Christian Conference in Harvey Cedars.
那个在东北那边的 Harvey Cedars 的特会。
The Youth Conference in Toronto.
在多伦多的年轻人的特会。
And I started also attending the West Coast Christian Conference.
当然也来到了这个西岸基督徒特会。
Now when I was a sophomore in high school, I was assigned a roommate at West Coast Christian Conference.
当时我高中第二年特会西安特会，我被有一个参加时候有一个这个室友。
And it turned out to be David Payne.
就是那个 David Payne.
Some of you may know him.
我可能有人知道他。
So the Lord already arranged these brothers and sisters to be around me.
从那个时候神已经安排这些弟兄姐妹在我身边。
We could encourage one another.
我们可以彼此鼓励。
And attending these conferences.
然后一起来参加这些特会。
Now the Lord started to show me His way.
那个时候神开始向我来显明他的方法道路。
I started to hear about God's eternal purpose.
我开始听到神永远的旨意。
And of course, over time I was caught.
但是就是慢慢的我就被抓住了。
And it's hard to explain.
不好说。
But somehow, when you catch a vision of what the Lord is doing.
当你有一个抓住那个意象，神他所在做的工作的时候。
When you realize that that's not just something that's out there，
你知道那不仅是在天上很遥远的一个东西。
But it's something that could impact every aspect of my life，
而是一个很近可以影响我方方面面一生的东西。
Now there were ups and downs in my life，
我一生上有高有低。
But somehow， that was always there，
但是那个东西一直在那里。
And so, of course, through the encouragements of the saints.
当然通弟兄圣徒们一直来鼓励我。
And it was not just these conferences.
不仅是这些特会。
But there was another big impact in my life.
有一个另外一个对我是很有影响的。
Because there was another couple in South Jersey.
在新泽西那边有对夫妇。
As Jack and Ruth Wu.
Jack and Ruth.
And some of you may know them.
可能有人知道他们。
But, because they knew our parents were far away,
他们知道我的父母是在很远的地方。
Every Lord's Day,
每个主日
they would invite us three kids to their house.
都会请我们三个孩子去他们家。
They would invite us to dinner,
去吃晚饭。
We would play volleyball together, we would hang out together.
或者打排球，一起打排球，或者一起在一起。
But it was every Lord's Day.
就每个主日都是这样子。
Now, I never appreciated at the time.
当时我一直没有觉得什么。
But now as I've grown older, you know that after a full morning of meetings on Sundays, by Sunday afternoon, all I want to do is take a nap. Isn't it true? But our brother and sister, every Lord's Day, invited us over and she would cook us a big meal every Sunday.
但是那个时候他们都会每个主日都请我们去他们家去吃一个很大的一餐。
They didn't preach to us.
他们没有跟我们讲什么。
They didn't say, oh, let's study the Bible together.
他们没有说我们一起来查经。
All they did was they provided a meal in an environment where the young people could be together.
他们所做的就是给我们准备饭，预备一个环境，我们年轻人可以在一起。
And as I look back,
我往后回头看的时候,
that hospitality,
他们这样的接待,
that laying down of their lives,
他们这样来放下他们的生命,
had such an impact in my life.
对我来说有这样的大的一个影响。
Because they provide an environment for us to be together.
因为他给创造一个环境，我们可以在一起。
So, there were many of those that, as I mentioned, that because of their lives laid down, I was the beneficiary.
因为像我说的，像很多像这样的人，他们放下自己的生命，我自己成为一个受惠的人。
So, here it was, my parents, of course, they were probably, you know, concerned for us.
当然我父母也对我们也关心我们了。
But it shows you that as they felt that they needed to be faithful to the Lord's calling and continue to be in Taiwan away from the kids.
但是他们觉得他们要对主忠心，要一直在台湾服侍，要和他们孩子们是分开的。
The Lord provided others to be the shepherds of our lives.
但神就预备了其他的人成为我们，在我们身成为一个牧羊者。
So this, as you see, becomes so apparent that, you know, when we put the Lord first, the Lord blesses us hundredfold.
所以我们就看到，当我们主放在首位，神就百倍的来祝福我们。
And this is really my testimony today.
这个就是真是我今天所要做的见证。
And the testimony of my life.
也是我一生的一个见证。
How faithful the Lord is when we just seek Him a little bit.
当我们有心来追求他一点点的时候，他对我们就是如此的忠心。
I'll share another example.
我再讲另外一个例子。
I remember when I was still in Taiwan.
我还在台湾的时候。
It was probably when I was 11.
我11岁。
My grandfather gave me $100.
我的祖父给我100块钱美金。
And at that time, somehow, when I received it, I thought, you know what? I have everything I need.
我拿到以后觉得我什么都不缺呀。And
somehow I felt that I wanted to give that $100 away.
我就不知道为什么，我就想把这100块钱就是奉献出去。Of
course it was from the Lord.
当然是从主来的。So
I made this prayer.
我就这样祷告。I
said, Lord,
我说主啊,
I have everything I need.
我什么都不缺。
But I would like to offer this $100.
我想要把这100块钱来奉献。Interesting
enough, the next day,
很有意思, 第二天,
at the youth meeting,
年轻人聚会,
there was a brother that said,
有个弟兄说,
I'm having trouble paying my school tuition.
我现在有点付不起我学费了。
That was Saturday night.
就是周六晚上。
So on the Lord's Day, I put it in an envelope and I offered it.
所以第二天主日我就把钱放在信封里边，我就这样奉献了。
Now the Bible says, "Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." I'm doing exactly that. I'm telling you this.
所以我圣经里面说，你右手做的不要让你左手知道，这是我所做的。
I share this as a testimony.
我这样做这么来分享，是做一个见证
of the Lord's faithfulness.
是神他自己的信实。
And I must say that. As I look back,
所以当我说我现在回头看的时候,
the Lord has blessed so much more because of that.
因为那一点神给我的祝福是很多很多的祝福。So
again, it's that theme of giving just a little and then the Lord blessing many times over.
所以还是就是说我愿意放下给主一点，他就会很多倍的成倍的来祝福我们。
So this has been true, in every, aspect.
所以在这每各个方方面面都是这个样子。
And I'll share just one more example.
我再讲一个。
And this has to do with what the Lord has done recently in our gathering.
这个就是最近在我们聚会的地方神所做的一件事情。
Now, about 4 years ago,
4年以前,
our dear brother Kong came to one of our home fellowship meetings in New Jersey.
在新泽西江弟兄来我们的那边聚会。
And this is essentially, as part of our gathering in Flushing, we have home fellowship meetings.
所以当时在Flushing 那边我们自己有家庭的聚会。
Now, you know, brothers and sisters would travel, you know,maybe an hour and a half to come meet in Flushing.
弟兄姐妹们可能开车一个小时一个半小时去弗拉盛那边聚会。
Because New York metropolitan area is pretty big.
因为纽约大都会那边地方很大。
So some saints would come from the east from Long Island.
有的时候从一个岛那边开车过来。
Some would come from, the west in New Jersey.
有的从新泽西西边那边开过来。
Some would come from the north and upstate New York and Westchester.
有的人可能从纽约州北边从 Westchester 那边过来。
So we would have regional home fellowships.
所以我们会有各地方的家庭的聚会。
So we have one in New Jersey.
我们有一个在新泽西那边有一个。
And our brother encouraged us and said, "You drive so far to go to Flushing."
我们弟兄鼓励我们说，你们开车这么远去 Flushing.
If you drive an hour,
你们开一个小时。
If there's a brother or sister that has an emergency,
如果有一个弟兄有一个他们有什么紧急情况的话
it's too far for you to be able to help them practically.
你们就是你不可能及时的来帮助他们。
And he said, "Is it that the Lord wants you to meet here in New Jersey?"
是不是主就是让你们要在新泽西这边来聚会呢
？And so it would be more practical for you to be built up locally.
那这样更现实的，你们可以在本地来这样被建造。
So after he encouraged us, we started to pray together.
那他这样来鼓励我们之后，我们就一起来祷告。
And we had a lot of hesitation.
我们有很多的犹豫。
Because sometimes when you we didn't want to be seen as causing division.
因为我们不想被人看起来好像是产生分裂这么一个举动。
But we started to pray whether the Lord wanted us to meet together.
但是我们就开始祷告，神是不是就让我们这么来分开来聚会
？Now at the same time, I had a personal prayer.
那同时我自己个人有一个祷告。
Now, when you meet together, it's very practical.
当你聚会的时候，是件非常现实的事情。
You need a place to meet.
你需要一个地方来聚会。
Now.At the time, I had this prayer, but I didn't tell my wife.
那个时候我有这样一个祷告，但是我没有跟我的妻子来讲。
But my prayer was, Lord, could it be that we need to move to a bigger house?
我就对主啊，是不是我们应该搬到一个更大的一个家呢
？Now I had a few things in mind.
我有几件事情我在想着。
One was, could it be that if You were to do something, we could meet at our house.
因为主啊，你如果要做些事情，我们可以在我的家里边来聚会。
The second thing was, I already told you, my dad has thousands of books.
第二件事情我刚才讲的，我的父亲有几千本书。
Said Lord, could you maybe arrange it so that this new place, I could have space to put these bookcases for these books?
所以我就是有一个新的地方，我可以来装这些的书。
The third thing was, My dad has many published books.
另外一件第三件事情，我的父亲出版了很多的书。
Now we need places to put these boxes of books.
我们要把这些几成箱的书要找个地方放起来。
So I said, Lord, could it be that you could provide this?
我就说主啊，你看是不是你看为好，你来预备这么一个地方。
Now for the first time in my life,
我一生第一次
I did not.Pray in such a way. How should I put it? In the past, I would say, "Lord, please give me a nice house."
像过去的话，我这么说，主啊，请你给我一个很好的地方。
Or please, give me a nice job. You know, et cetera, et cetera.
或者说主啊，你给我一个更好的工作，怎么样怎么样
？But I think the first time, for the first time, the Lord put it in my heart to pray in such a way that Lord, could this house be used by you?
我第一次这么祷告来说，主啊，你可不可以这样，你来使用这样一个房子
？So I had this prayer, and at the same time, we had this corporate prayer about meeting together.
所以同时呢，我们聚会的人一起团体有这么一个祷告。
Now, not to make this a really long story.
我不想讲太长。
But during COVID,
在COVID 的时候，新冠的时候
，because we couldn't meet in person,
我们不能实体聚会。
We started meeting through Zoom.
我们在 Zoom 上面来聚会。
And the saints that were in New Jersey started to.Meet together for the Lord's table.
然后在新泽西那边的弟兄，他们是先开始在实体里边来擘饼。
Now, and because of that, there was some practicalities about once people started to meet in person again.
但是有一个实际的问题，就是当大伙重新再来实体聚会的时候。
Because this home fellowship that we were meeting in had saints that didn't meet in Flushing. So this home fellowship also included some saints in New Jersey that didn't meet in Flushing.
就是在这个地方去新泽西这边聚会呢，包括一些弟兄姐妹们，他们是没有在 Flushing 里面聚会。
Now they started to meet with us for a few months.
他们开始和我们在一起聚会了几个月。
As Flushing started to resume in-person meetings,
当 Flushing 开始他们的在实体聚会的时候
，they would have nowhere to go.
他们没有这地方去了。
So long story short, the Lord impressed on our hearts that we should start meeting together.
那长话短说，神就让我们给我们负担，我们要开始这边来开始一个聚会。
Now when it's Zoom, it's everything's okay.
在网上是没什么问题。
You're in your house, I'm in my house.
你在你家，我在我家。
No problem.
没有问题。
But now we start to think about meeting in person.
但是我们现在又开始实体聚会了。
And this is where the Lord was faithful.
这个时候开始，神就开始显示他的信实。
And the Lord really allowed us to find a home personally.
神就让我个人找到一个房子。
And this house had a room that brothers and sisters could meet in.
有一个大的房间，弟兄姐妹可以在一起来聚集。
In that room, I could also put bookcases.
我可以也可以放书架子。
It had an unfinished basement, so I.Was able to create a storage in the basement.
然后有个地下室，虽然没有弄好，但是我可以作为一个储藏室。
But it also had a deck.
而且同时有一个平台，外面一个台子。
And the Lord had us meet together right at the height of COVID.
我们聚会的时候是在疫情最严重的时候。
So during that summer, when at the height of COVID.
所以在那个夏天疫情最严重的时候
，we were able to meet outside.
我们可以在室外聚会。
On the deck.
在那个平台的聚会。
Anyway.Long story short is the Lord was faithful.
长话短说，我们的主是信实的。
And the Lord took us step by step.
我们的主一步一步来带领我们。
And there were some, inconveniences.
有一些不便的地方。
But the Lord was faithful.
但是神是信实的。
And now the Lord has allowed us to find a place, and we're meeting together at a place.
神让我们找到一个新地方，我们可以一起这样来聚会。
But I come back to this.
但是我又回过头来，我要这么说。
That if we just, give the Lord a little bit of room to work in our hearts.
如果我们给神有一点的空间，在我们心里边让神来工作的话
，The Lord is able to bless richly.
神就可以来丰富的来祝福我们。
Now all I can say is the Lord is faithful.
我只能说神是信实的。
And our testimony is, That many have gone before us.
我们的见证就是说，很多人都在我们前边这样走过来。
The Lord has provided us a cloud of witnesses.
我们的神在我们身边放了像云彩一样那么多的见证人。
And many of them paid a big price.
很多人他们付上了沉重的代价。
But has paved the way for us to see what we see and to be able to meet the way we meet.
然后，但是却预备我们现在这样的机会，他们铺平了道路。
And so I must say I'm very blessed.
我只能说我是很蒙福的一个人。
And the Lord has been faithful.
神是一直是这样信实的。
And the verses that we read in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
像我们刚才提摩太后书第一章第五节我们读到的。
For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.And I'm sure that it is in you as well.
那想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲永尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Now Timothy became Timothy partly because of Lois and Eunice that had gone before him.
提摩太能够成为提摩太，是因为他的祖母罗以还有他母亲永尼基。
And I'm very blessed both in my family.
我自己在我家里面蒙了很多的祝福。
Those that have loved the Lord before me.
那些在我之前爱主的人。
But there were also these other saints.
而且包括其他的圣徒们。
That created an impact in my life.
他们在我身里面一生里面有很大的影响。
So, growing up, my parents always taught me to have a big heart.
成长的时候，我父母一直跟我讲，你的心要宽大。
Now naturally, I don't have a big heart.
很天然的来说，我的心没有那么宽大。
But the Lord has given me opportunities for Him to enlarge that capacity.
但是神给我有这样的机会来扩充我的度量。
So my wife and my desire is somehow the Lord continue to enlarge us.
然后我和我的妻子，神一直在我们来扩充我们的度量。
So that we can help the young people.
我们就可以来帮助年轻人。
Maybe something as simple as having them over for dinner.
可能很简单，叫他们过来吃顿晚饭。
Just like what Brother Jack and Sister Ruth did for me.
就像当时Jack 还有 Ruth 他们所做的。
Maybe simply share the truth and the light that we've seen with them.
然后就和他们真诚来分享我们的真理和亮光。
Maybe to serve an example for them.
在他们一生里面成为一个榜样。
Now, I know many families have the family altar.
我知道很多家庭有自己的家庭祭坛。
Where they would meet together and study the word together.
他们一起来敬拜，一起来读神的话。
We didn't really have that growing up.
我们成长的时候没有这些。
Maybe you're a little surprised.
你可能觉得很奇怪。
But I'll say this.
但是我这么说。
That my parents, served as an example to us.
我们的父母他们是我们的榜样。
Just based on their daily living.
就是他们每天的生活。
And what we observe them spend their time on.
我看他们是如何花的在什么事情花时间。
Studying the word.
来学习神的话。
Sharing in multiple conferences,
在好几个特会里面来分享
，and serving him faithfully,
很忠心的来服侍。
That created a real impact on us.
这个就成为我们一生很大的一个。
Because for us, it was real for them.
因为对我们来说，在我们眼里面，这个是对他们是真实的一件事情。
And I think that is the best thing we can do.For the next generation.
我想这个就是我们能为下一代所做的最好的一件事情。
Maybe not so much what we say.
不见得是你说什么。
But who we are in their eyes.
但是在他们眼里我们是什么。
Because that's what I observed in my parents.
因为这就是我在我父母身上所亲眼看到的。
And the saints that helped us, Brother Hosea.
也看到那些圣徒包括吴和西弟兄。
The Woos.
吴弟兄他们。
And that became a deep help for me.
他们成了我的很大的帮助。
So, you know, I just share this very simple testimony.
我就分享这样很简单的见证。
That the Lord is faithful.
神是主是信实的。
And once a brother shared that, regardless of what's going on, cling on to the Lord.
有个弟兄曾经说，无论发生什么事情。抓住主
and I think that's really all I've done.
我想这就是我所做的
and clung on to the Lord.
就是抓住主
and He will take care of the rest.
那我的主就会负责一切
and the simple lesson of putting Him first.
很简单的功课就是把他放在首位
How when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
先追求他的国他的义
All these things will be added.
那这些都要加给我们了。
That's probably all I have to share.
这是今天下午我所分享的。
Maybe we can bow with a word of prayer.
低头言祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
主，我们感谢你的信实。
Lord, all we can say is, Lord, without you, we can do nothing.
主，我们只能说，主啊，没有你，我们什么也做不了。
But we thank you for the wonderful work in each one of our lives.
主，我们为着 你在我们每个人身上所做奇妙的工作，我们感谢你。
We truly are your workmanship.
我们真是你手中的工作。
And we thank you for all the cloud of witnesses that you surround us with.
主，我们感谢这些如云彩一样的见证人围绕着我们。
That serve as our example.
来作为我们的榜样。
That helped encourage us.
来帮助，来鼓励我们。
We just give you thanks.
我们就把感谢归于你。
May you be glorified.
愿你得到荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.